Election Day is getting closer, and are you closer to making your pick in the Maryland governor's race? Well, Governor Larry Hogan has been highlighting his accomplishments, and Democratic challenger Ben Jealous has brought some star power with an endorsement from comedian David Chappelle. But what do you think? Here's the latest in our series, Voter Voices.
Howard County tends to be a very good bellwether.
That's Associate Professor of Political Science at St. Mary's College of Maryland, Todd Eberle.
It's a swing county, even though Democrats enjoy the registration advantage that you see statewide.
Bruce DePoit, senior reporter with Maryland Matters, agrees Howard County could be pivotal in the governor's race.
Howard County has a high-achieving school system, and it's a priority of voters to keep it that way. Howard is a very affluent, educated place with an enviable quality of life.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan remains very popular in the state. He's being challenged by Democrat Ben Jealous, the former president of the NAACP. Howard County is home to Columbia, one of the nation's first planned communities, and Ellicott City, the historic railroad town that was devastated twice in 2 years by catastrophic flooding. So what are the priorities in those communities?
I think education is really important.
Pollution and the environment.
There's not any one particular issue at this point.
Carolyn Adams came to live in Columbia in 1976.
I've always voted.
And this time, she says she'll vote for Democrat Ben Jealous.
I'm realistic enough to know I don't think he's going to win, but you have to be striving to something. You have to put out goals out there.
Did she consider Governor Hogan? She says she looked at his record.
He's not too bad as Republicans go, and he's disagreed with Trump, but he's still a Republican in a lot of issues.
Jeanette Simpson lives in Ellicott City and says the environment and stormwater management are issues that matter to her.
But I surprisingly have liked Hogan. I mean, he has not been what I would consider, what I classify as a standard Republican candidate.
I caught up with Connor Brown and Gabriella Fiorino in Ellicott City, where some businesses remain boarded up after May's devastating flood. Both are students at UMBC, the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Brown is an IT major and sees a bright economic future ahead, an issue he cares about.
I know I drive my car on a lot of very bad roads, so I'm hoping for, you know, a governor to put money into transportation, roads, stuff like that.
Fiorino is studying to become a teacher. She's getting her master's in early childhood education. Jealous has said he wants to give teachers a 30% pay raise, but Fiorino is still making up her mind about who will get her vote. She's an independent who likes some of the Republican positions on the economy.
My parents have a small business. They struggle a lot with it. So I think it's important to have someone who focuses on small stuff that people don't see every day.
Fiorino says she's avoided digging into politics for now.
Nowadays, politics, it's more about an argument than a conversation.
But she's hoping that will change. In Ellicott City, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.